if safek davar ha'avud is mutar rasa, you're not sure. Will refraining from engaging in this type of activity, will it lead to a potential loss or will it not? So the Magen Avraham writes very simply on the top of the page, on page 4, safek davar ha'avud mutar. Safek davar ha'avud mutar. That if there is any doubt whatsoever, and this is in his introduction, if you can see, if you were, you see what I bracketed, Si'if Aleph starts in the phrase Mimei Agshamin. So here the Magen Avraham wrote a very brief introduction to this particular siman, and the whole introduction is not very long. And he writes, Safek davar ha'avud mutar, that if you have an element of doubt as to whether or not this is going to be a davar ha'avud, it is automatically mutar on Yom Tov. So based on that which we have spent so much time in the past about an issue on Chol HaMoed, what might you say it's actually dependent on? Whether Safek Davar Ha'avud is Mutter or Safek Davar Ha'avud is Asur, what would you say is that it depends on? Yes?
No Isur is there about on the
right. Good, excellent. If the Isur Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isur Da'oraisa or an Isur Da'rabana. If the Isur Malacha on Chol HaShemoed is an Isur Da'oraisa, then you're dealing with a Sveika Da'oraisa. Are you allowed to do Malacha? Because if it's not going to be a Davar Ha'avud, the Malacha is Asura. So you would say that it's Asur. If you hold that the Isur Malacha on Chol HaShemoed is only Midrabanan, then you should come to the conclusion that it's Mutter. And that's exactly how the Pri Megadim understands it. Turn the page to page number 5. Safek, says the Pri Megadim, Ayin Magen Avraham. Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said it's okay. Licha Ora Hatam, the Chol HaMoed Midrabanan Usfei V'Safek Lekula. It appears to me that the reason why the Magen Avraham said Safek Davar HaAvod is Mutter is based on the fact that the Magen Avraham believes that the Isur Malacha on Chol HaShemoed is only Masu Midrabanan. And if it's only Asa Midrabanan, it becomes a Sfeik Midrabanan. Everybody knows that a Safek Derabanan, you take the lenient approach, Lekula. Kacha Omer HaMagen Avraham. And in fact, there are some Achroinim who say that if you put tefillin, if you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaShemoed, Safek Davar HaAvod is Asur. What's the connection? Because if you don't wear tefillin, you believe that the status of Chol HaShemoed is almost on par with Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because, and the only way for it to be on par with Shabbos and Yom Tov is to claim that there is an Isur Melacha on Chol HaShemoed just as there is on Yom Tov. And therefore, they write that if you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaShemoed, you have to be a little more machmir with the way you conduct yourself on Chol HaShemoed. Yes?
Is it malacha really dependent, or just whether it's an os? Yeah.
No.
Chol HaMoed has.
Okay. It's not really malacha related, it's whether it's an os. But one of the characteristics of Yom Tov as being an os is that it's osur b'malacha. You're right. It's not a compelling, to say that one has to do with the other. Just telling you what some Achroinim say, that it's connected. Yes.
The Ramban who lived in Eretz Yisrael wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
The Ramban?
He's the one that says Daraisa, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the Ramban did about wearing tefillin on Chol HaShemoed. I don't know.
I thought until the Hasidim came around, everybody wore tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
I don't know. And it wasn't only Chassidim. The Vilna Gaon didn't wear tefillin on Chol Shemar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. It's one of the... Yes.
Did you know he was a Mishnagar?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I liked Rabbi Shai Shechter's line yesterday. That even the Gaon woke up on the wrong side of the bed once. When he said something that was a tribute to a Chassidus Rebbe. Even the Gaon woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Yeah. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. That it's dependent on whether or not the Issa d'Oraisa or Issa m'Derabbanan. It's actually a little difficult in general to claim that if we were dealing with engaging a real malacha, engaging in a real malacha, namely, the activity which might lead to what? To a davar ha'avud, entailed a real malacha, I can hear it. But if it's just a business activity, then the business activity, even on Yontav, is only a din d'Rabbanan. So how would you now say that because of a din d'Rabbanan on Yontav, on Chol Shomoid, you're going to have to take a more chomer stance because it might not be a davar avod? It's a little difficult. And many point that out that they and disagree with the Prima Gadim and claim that it makes absolutely no difference whether we hold the Issa Malacha is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. It should depend on what exactly you're doing in order to potentially avoid the Davar HaAvod. If you're doing a Malacha, and that Malacha has to be done in order to spare you from a Davar HaAvod, I can hear it. But if it is at most occasions, it's not. It's just a business type of an arrangement. Under those circumstances, it should have play no role whatsoever. Should play no role whatsoever. And indeed, the Beis Yosef claims. Turn the page. Do I have the Beis Yosef? Yeah, should have it. No, I don't have the Beis Yosef here. Sorry. The Beis Yosef says, he takes the, I can just tell you exactly where it is, it's in Tav Kuf Lamites, Simen Tav Kuf Lamites, and the caption begins, Umashe Kasav. But you're going to have to figure out which one, because there are five paragraphs that begin with Umashe Kasav. He writes that even, takes the opposite approach, even if you believe the Issa Malacha is only Midrabanan, Sfeika, Safek, Davar HaAvud is Asur. Even if you believe that the Issa, the nature of the Issa Malacha on Chol Shomoid is only Midrabanan, under all circumstances, Safek, Davar HaAvud is Asur. Now what might be the logic for that? What might be the logic for that? And the answer is, sometimes we find that when the Rabbanon create a certain category, I'm not talking about a gzera, but a category, and Rabbi Shechter Sr. has spoken about this many times, there is a very big difference between what we would call a melacha d'rabbanan versus a gzeira. Gzeira. For example, I'll give you an example. According to biblical law, in order to violate the law of kosev, you have to write two letters. Two letters. So what happens if you write one letter? Okay, midrabbanan, it's asa. But what is the nature of the rab? Is it just a gzera? Did the rabbis say, don't write one letter because we're afraid it's going to lead to what? Two letters? Or do we say no? Midrabanan, ksiva is defined as what? One letter. And there are many differences whether you say if it's a gzeira or versus if it's a malacha derabanan. If it's a gzeira, if the gzeira doesn't apply, there are times when we suspend a gzeira if it doesn't apply. But if it's a malacha derabanan, you can't tamper with it. It's just a different definition. So the Beis Yosef believes that the category of the Isra Melacha on Cholo Shomoed is not that there is a gzeira, you can't work on Cholo Moed because it's going to lead to something else. No, absolutely not. Activities which should have been mutter on Cholo Shomoed are defined as a Melacha mitarabana. Once it's considered a Melacha, certain halachic gizmos and resolutions don't necessarily apply if something is considered a melacha mitarabanan as opposed to a gzeira. And perhaps one of those areas are in the area of suffek. Suffek derabanan lekula may not apply to things which are asumid de rabbanan, but not mitam gzeira. That's possible. And that would explain the Beis Yosef here as well. That even though I believe that the Issa Malach and Cholo Shamoed is only mit de rabbanan, nonetheless, all suffek davar ha'avud happens to be asum. Happens to be asum. Furthermore, the Bir Halacha on page number 6, and that I did quote.
Don't we spend a whole bunch of time in the beginning about Dover or Avud in terms of real Malachas being Mutter?
Correct, where it's a Dover Avud.
So this is all Suffolk.
This is all Suffolk, only Suffolk. So take a look at the Bir Halacha. Dover Avud, Ayin B'Magen Avram, the Suffolk Dover Avud Gam King Mutter. Va'ayin b'machtes b'prima gadim b'machtes hashekel d'licha ora din ze tolui in meleches cholamoe b'davar she'eino avid asur min hatayra ay asur mid rabbana. Va'ayin, I'm not sure who the ben alf is. Shehochiach didas habes Yosef. B'simin tafkuf lamates lahachmir b'safek davar ha'avid v'haynu afilu l'man de islay de ikar isur meleches cholamoed hu midrabana shaharei habeis Yosef kosav shom ze l'das harash v'harash hu mikat hasovrim b'reish moed katan de hu midrabana. Omnam asks the Bir Halacha to claim that it would depend on whether or not it's the Rabbanan or the Oraisa, says the Bir Halacha, seems to be against a Gemara and a Tosfos. L'chora yesh stira l'chol zeh mi mishne daf yudches amud beis ve'elu kosmin. The Mishnah, take a look at the Mishnah on the yudches amud beis for a minute. See it inside. We have it right here. The Elu Kosvin B'Moed. These are the documents that you are permitted to write on Cholo Shomoed. Normally, Ksiva is also on Cholo Shomoed. Ksiva is also on Cholo Shomoed. I remember, Josh, you'll remember Rabbi Rom Zichrono Levracha, who was in Nida Beida once. Rabbi Rum was a Rebbe was in YU, and also in what we call TI for who knows how many years. So there was a Hesped once, and he wanted to write down something for the Hesped. He didn't want to do it. He told his wife to write it. He says, and he made a whole big deal out of it. Chab gefrek my froy to schreiben was ich will sagen. Was it what?
On Chol Moed.
Yeah, it was on Chol Shemoed. He said that. He knew what his job depended on.
he learned from the other guy in Nida Behuda, who had a lot of trouble when there was a Leviah and he didn't want to say anything, and it almost cost him his job.
So Amira Lenachi is a problem, but Amira Leisha
is okay?
Yeah,
especially Isha. Beilu Kaisim Amai. Kiddushe Nashim.
Turn off the
yeah. You're allowed to, yeah, especially for me. Kiddushe Nashim, you're allowed to write a Shtar Kiddushin. Vigitin, Vishovrin, and receipts. Daitiki is where you write a document stating that the loan should be collected from this particular territory. It's what we call a potiki. Or matana. Upruzbulin. Igros shum. The igros mazon. Letters of evaluations. If you had to evaluate something for Hegdesh. Igros mazon. Shtore chalitza. Umiunin. Shtore berurin. Xeros bezden. The igros shel rishos. You're allowed to write all these. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos b'dibur amaskel ve'elu kosmen. Nira, the chol hani have a davar ha'avud. All of these are considered a davar ha'avud. Why? Writing a get is a davar ha'avud. Why? Pen yomus hanosein or ha'edim. Perhaps the person who is about to give the get, all the witnesses are going to die. And then you won't be able to write it. O bezdin. Although travel across the sea. So, and don't forget, at that time, most people could not serve as witnesses. They didn't know how to write. So when you had a witness, that witness served for the town for every document that would be signed in that town. That's why you have a Mishnah in Gittin and Iksubis called Kiyum Hashtar. How are you Mikayim Hashtar? You have two people come to Beis Din and say, hey, we recognize his handwriting. How do you recognize anybody's handwriting? Because these two guys signed every single document in town. So what happens if one of them would die? There would be no opportunity to write this document. So Tosfos claims that that's also considered a Dover Ha'avid. Now, is this a Vaday Dover Ha'avid or a Suffolk Dover Ha'avid? Suffolk, by definition. So the Bir Halacha is saying that Tosfos tells you that automatically Safek Davar Hamutter is automatically Mutter.
Even according to those who hold it's Doraisa.
He's going to come to 2 seconds to the Rashba who said it's Doraisa. The Chayim Bechidushi HaRitva Namika HaGavna Al Kol HaMishnah Harei the makilinon misfeka. Apparently, we are makil always in elements of doubt, and Tosfos didn't introduce the factor whether it's Doraisa or Rabbana. And here is going to be the clincher. V'chein mashma meharashva shehuva bebeis Yosef besimin tafkuf memhei. So too the Rashba and Achuva, which the Rebbeis Yosef quotes, the lahachi matir hatosefta. Lichtov cheshbonosav becholo shamoim. If you have a store and now a guy comes in and he doesn't have any money, so you want to extend him credit like the old time grocery stores. So what did the guy do? He would take out his little notebook and write down he bought 2 containers of milk and so on and so forth. How do you have a right to write it on cholo shamoim? Answer, because it's a davar avod. Why? Shema lo yizkireim ad acharacha. Maybe by the time Yontov comes, he's going to forget that this customer bought 2 containers of milk. Hare dematirin mi safek. We see that all elements of safek are permissible. Ubiyoter mizeh, and even more than that, diyodua, the harashba, who mikat hasovrin, the meleches chol hashomoed ikaro minatoyra. And so everybody knows that the Rashba is one of those Rishonim who believes that the Isra Malacha on Chol HaShemoed is Midoraisa. And nonetheless, Safek Davar HaAved, according to the Rashba, is permissible. So therefore, the Bi'ur Halacha challenges this notion offered by the Prima Gadim and others, that whether or not Safek is permissible depends whether you hold it's the Oraisa or the Rabbana. It should have nothing to do with it whatsoever. Under all circumstances, Safek is mutter. And it's not that difficult to understand. Because as we've pointed out in the past, even if you believe that the Isur Malacha on Chol HaShemoed is the Oraisa, Masru HaTorah Lichachamim, to tell us which Malachos are permissible and which are prohibited. Right? Why is Davar HaAved mutter if it's Asur Midoraisa? Davar HaAved is not mutter on Yom Tov when there's an Isur Malacha Doraisa, because there's a fundamental difference of the Oraisa versus Doraisa. On Chol HaShemoed, on Yom Tov rather, the Isur Doraisa is black and white in the text. Black and white. It says, Kol Meleches Avoida Lo Yisasa. And whatever is considered a Malacha for Shabbos is considered a malacha for Yom Tov, with the exception of Oichel Nefesh. On Chol HaShemoed, it's not true. The concept of malacha is Asur Midoraisa, according to the Rashba. But which malachos are permissible and which are prohibited, the Torah, gave it over to the Chachamim to make that decision.
But it's not that simple. It's not a matter of which malachas. It's two points.
Which correct. Malacha and Davar Avid. Correct.
So that's a little more nuance. You know.
Okay. But you can't say that Davar Avid is not permissible. Everyone says that Davar Avid is permissible.
But it's not as simple as saying they choose which malacha.
I hear.
And the same malacha is Asur under one category.
That is correct. So you'll have to say that part of the statements of the Rabbanon were, if it's a Davar Avid, we allow, no matter what the malacha is. So included in that statement is that Safek Davar HaAved is also Mutter. That's it. The rabbi said, we're going to be Mutter all Safek Davar HaAved. Yeah.
And even those old Daraisa, again, Vadai, they have to say the same thing, because Vadai, Davar Avud, even it's clear everyone says it's okay.
That's so correct.
It's also that it's a little more difficult.
Yes.
It's definitely more, okay.
Yeah. Look at the next to the last line. Achar Kain Matzasi Beharav HaMagid Perek Zayin Mehilchos Yom Tov Din Gimel B'Shem HaRamban Shematir Gam Kein B'Safek Davar Avid Ach Tzorech La'asosam B'Tzina. He says that the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban. He also agreed that Safek Davar HaAved is Mutter, but he didn't allow it in public, only B'Tzina.
That's why you can have the woman do it, because she's very
sneezy. But the Mishnah says you can do it, though.
What?
The Mishnah says you can do it. Mishnah Yuches, how's the Ramban deal with that?
He'll say that either he has a different reason why you're allowed to do it, not because it's a Safek Davar Avid, or he'll say it has to be written B'Tzina. Cannot be done before I ask you. I don't know. I didn't see the Ramban. Yeah. Now, just to go back for the Bi'ur Halacha for a second, on page 6, he actually, and we'll see it inside in a minute, he himself believes that there is a difference between a safek hamatsui and a safek she'eino matsui. Let's read it inside. Or davar ha'aved hamatsui, davar ha'avud she'eino matsui. He writes as follows. Exactly where we left off. Va'alkein niru la'anias da'ati. Everybody have about 7-8 lines from the top? The ikar tolui ze bedover hamotzu. The hainu im hachashash shiye dover ha'avod im lo ya'aseh b'chol ha'shomoed hu matzui. If there is a fairly good chance that if you don't engage in this activity, what will be the net result of not engaging in this activity? Probably a financial loss. Mekilinan afilu leman de islay melachas cholamoid ikarim en atov. Because then you can take advantage of it and work on cholashamoid, even if you believe that the isa melachas doraisa. Ulahachi mekil hamishneh lichtov bechol elu hadvarim shizachram sham. Therefore, the Mishnah enumerated all of these activities, all of those. That the get, the kedushin, this, that. Because if in case the guy's going to die, there is no doubt it's going to lead to a potential loss.
Is it that the guy's going to die, or is it that he's going to die?
Okay. If the suffix would be, if the guy's going to die, that's not matsui. Normally, lemisa loy chashina. We're not normally worried about that. So that's not what he's claiming is the suffix. The suffix is, if we were to die, would that necessarily generate a financial loss? The answer is, yes. You want to be mekadesh this woman, you don't have a shtar, you don't have any money, it's definitely going to cost you something. You don't have, you know, you want to write a get, you can't write a get, so you're stuck. So he.
What's the case of Eino Matsui?
What?
What's the case of Eino Matsui?
Let's see if he writes one. The im Eino Matsui ho have said, Yesh lahachmir afilu leman de isle de isim aleches kolomai hu de rabbana. So he quotes the case later on where you want to purchase something on the chashash that what's going to happen? The price is going to go up next week. That he calls eino matsui. Prices don't spike from one week to the next. That's what he claims. Okay, you can argue with him on that as well. But that's another criteria that he introduces. If it's matsui, if there is a strong possibility that not engaging in this will lead to financial loss, you're allowed to do it. If there is not that much of a possibility or probability, under those circumstances, it is prohibited. Now, Rav Kiveger challenges this. If you now go to page number 8 and then 9.
This, when you say this, this Matsui and a Matsui concept?
Who?
Berkivega.
No, he's going to challenge the that which the Bir Halacha just said.
This Matsui and a Matsui
yes.
concept.
Yes.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Says the Mechaber. A moshivin tarnegoles al habetzin legadel efrochim. You are not permitted to put a rooster on top of the eggs in order to what? Hatch chicks. V'im hoshiva kodum hamoed, but if you put the tarnagolas on the eggs before Yom Tov, ubar chameyalem, then they ran away, they didn't want to sit there all day, yochol lahachziru, you're allowed to return them in cholosh hamoed. Says the Mechaber, I'm skipping the Ramah for a minute, for hu shiyeh lo besoch gimel yamim lebricha. This only is permissible if what? If it's within 3 days of having run away. If the tarnagolet, the hen, ran away more than 3 days when you identified it, then you're not allowed to return it on Cholosh HaMoed. And the reason being is because, one of the reasons offered, is because after 3 days, there's not much of a chance that what? That it's going to hatch any longer. Not much of a chance that it's going to hatch any longer. So Reb Kiveg asks, what do you mean? It's a suffix. It's a suffix. Okay, no guarantee that it's not going to hatch, but in all probability it won't. So, excuse me, the Rav Kiveg supports the B'Yalach. What must be the answer? Sure, there's a suffix, but is there a good chance that it's not going to hatch? Yeah, there's a pretty good chance it's not going to hatch.
Matsui.
What?
It's
Matsui. It's Matsui that it's not going to hatch.
Right.
And as a result, I'm not going to allow you to do it. This suffix, Dover Ha'avod, is just lost before you got started. Before you put the tarnagolas on it, it's probably lost in any event. So putting the tarnagolas on the beitzim is not going to make much of a difference. Not going to make much of a difference. So on this, Rabbi Kiveg quotes,
what malacha is that?
What?
What malacha are we doing there?
This is not a malacha. This is just tircha. This is not a malacha. So Rabbi Kiveger, he challenges, as I said initially. He challenges everybody on this. Hilka choshishin shema lo yoel. Adayin kasha. Ha malacha gemura afilu besafik davar avid mutter. K'may shekasav ha-magen avram reish simin tafkuf lamed zayin. V'kol shkein Toreach ba'alma. Certainly just tircha, and there is a suffix, should 100% be mutter. V'dochak l'chalek bein suffix im belo malachto yeh aved v'al yidei malachto yo'il bivadai deze mutter aval bivadai avad v'hasuffix im yo'il malachto. I think that's a doichek. Vitzarachim. And therefore he is not happy with the Bir Halacha and claiming whether the financial loss is Matsui or Eino Matsui plays absolutely no role. Once you adopt the opinion, as the Magen Avraham does, that Safek Dover Ha'over is Mutter, it's got to be Mutter in all circumstances, especially if we're not dealing with a malacha, only something that constitutes tircha and nothing beyond that. And nothing beyond that. That's Rav Kiveg. Okay, let me invite the Gemara before we see page number 10. Says the Gemara.
What was the Shafatari of the Rashba?
What is that?
What was the Shafatari of the Rashba? Page 7.
Page 7? No, that was. He quoted it. Whether you're allowed to write Cheshbonot on Cholosh HaMoed. And the answer is yes. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, a marbian behema v'cholo shel moed. You are not permitted to take an animal and bring it onto a male animal and bring it onto a female in order so they should cohabitate and have children. Have a behema. You're not allowed to do that on cholo shel moed. Now Rashi points out that during the week, not cholo shel moed, it's okay. Even though it doesn't look nice that you're doing it, but it's considered part of the regular routine of melacha, and it's not considered something lacking tzni'ut. Kacha omer Rashi. Let's read the Rashi inside. Let's read the Rashi. Ein marbiyin. Rashi doesn't say it yet.
Not here.
Yeah.
And others say it, okay? Ein rabbiin, ein ochsin habehema umeviin oleh hazacha. You can't hold a female down and have a male animal mounted. Kayotze bo, similarly, ein marbiin bebechor velo bepsuli hamukdash. You are not permitted, even during the week, to engage in harva'a with an animal which is a bechor or psulei hamukdashim. So the Torah tells us that if you have a bechor which developed a regular bechor has to be brought as a korban, so of course you can't do this. But if an animal developed a mum, a bechor mum, so it's ne'echal b'mumbo, you're allowed to slaughter it and eat it. However, it says lo sa'avod bevechor shorecha, lo sagoz bechor tzonecha. You're not allowed to work it, have any benefit from it, other than eating. And by psuli hamukdashin, that's talking about a korban, an animal that was set aside to be a korban. It became pasul for one reason or another. So you're not allowed to, again, have these animals mate with one another, because the pasuk says, "Ke avas nafshecha tochabasa tizbach v'yochalta." You are to slaughter it and eat it. And the Gemara darshins tizbach v'lo la'avoda v'yochalta v'lo legiza. You can't share the wool off it. You can't work it. You can't milk it. No chalav. You have to eat the animal. So these activities are prohibited due to the fact that there is an isur to derive any benefit whatsoever from these two animals. This has nothing to do with cholo shel moed.
Do I really need to know that first statement, kayotze bo? I mean, it's a bechor. Right?
What?
The bechor. I mean, isn't that superfluous, that first statement with the bechor?
No, how would I know that?
Because the bechor has to be brought as a korban. I can't.
No, it's talking about a bechor shenafel by mum.
That's the second one. Vob psulei mukdashin.
No, psulei mukdashin is not a bechor.
Not a regular guy. Somebody gave to Hekdesh.
Donated a korban to Hekdesh, became possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that first one's also psulei bechor. Okay.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
So there's no need to be marviyad from los savon.
What?
Yeah,
that's correct.
It's considered
avoda. It's the typical work of the farm. Doesn't mean avoda in the melacha category.
But then we extend that for chalamoy, because like Rashi says that it's melacha.
That's correct. Yeah. Let's continue. Tanya idach. We learned in a brisa. Ein marbiin behema b'cholo shel moed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamora Shetov'a, a Chamora that what? That is in heat, is demanding to have some company. Marbin Oleh HaZachar, Bishvil Shelot Titztanein. So she shouldn't cool down. Because once she cools down, it's very difficult then to reproduce. So based on this, Rabbi Huda allowed it. It's like a dover oven, yes.
So you said male, female.
Yes.
Meaning that you can't take a female. But Rashi seems to be saying you can't hold down the female.
Correct.
So when it says Amar bein bebechor, that's always a male, no?
Right. So, it means you can't use the bechor to put it on top of the female.
I just thought it seemed from the way the Rashis are, it's that the fact that we're, he says ein oksim habehema, meaning that's how I got.
Well, well, that's yeah, that's the way it's done.
It seems that the issue is that we're okay.
No, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Ushar kol habehemos machnisin oso lebikorot. All other animals, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to just put them into the. Into the pen, and whatever happens, let nature take its course. Let nature take its course. Yeah. So here there is a machloikis whether this last statement is only included in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, or the Ruach HaChamim, the Tanakhama, agree with the last statement as well. There's no doubt that the Tanakhama disagree with Rabbi Yehuda about a chamayra. That for sure they disagree. But that last statement, that you're allowed to bring all animals together in the pen, that is subject to debate.
What are all others, by the way, in terms of types or not in heat?
Not in heat.
Okay.
They're allowed to be brought into the... So let's take a look at page 10. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Ein marbiyin she'ein ochsin habehema lehavi oleha zachar. Avol machnisin ledir, that's to the pen, zicharim unikevot biyachad verovtsin meyatzman. And they go ahead and do whatever they want. V'ayim be'eliyor rabbi shekosav tahar da'osor laharbiya who dafka b'shar behemos, av a chamora shetava, the oz im lo yarbiu aleha kishihi mit avel zachar titz tanein v'teyaker mutar laharbia aleha tehevei davar ha'avad. Under those circumstances, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that they. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the first opinion that said no, under no circumstances. Eliyahu was making, but Birkei Yosef mitzadik lahachmir gambazet. How Birkei Yosef said you should be machmir and paskin like the chachamim under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. Yeah.
Isn't it like the opposite of what they held then with the case of eggs? Because the davar avod is that you have an opportunity that she could get that the chamor could get pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not guaranteed. It's a suffix. So it's the same kind of case as the case with the chickens that you're trying to do, isn't it?
You've got
an opportunity that you may lose, but you don't even know if the tirfa you're going to allow is
okay.
Going to even
capitalize. That's a good point. And in fact, I did see somewhere, I forgot where I saw it, he says that the distinction is whether or not if we engage in a certain activity and we're not sure if it's going to be successful, so when it turns out to be unsuccessful, what does that indicate to us in terms of our action which we did on Chol HaShamoed? What? It was a waste of time. Exactly. Under those circumstances, now, but in a situation where it is impossible to tell, why did our Gemara in the very first Mishnah allow you to water certain fields?
Because they would be damaged.
Because damaged. Is there any way to evaluate whether the water which you used to water that on Chol HaMoed actually produced the plants or not? It's impossible to know. So under those circumstances, where you engage in an activity, and it's impossible to evaluate that had you not done it, it would have been a waste of time, It's impossible. Then you're 100% permitted to do it. But if you engage in an activity and then waiting a couple of days or weeks, whatever it is, you determine that your efforts were unsuccessful, and under those circumstances you retroactively know that what you did was a total waste of time, then we will not allow you to engage in that activity on Chol HaMoed, because it might turn out that I know definitively that my action of Chol HaMoed was a waste of time.
Russ, I don't understand. Why are you allowed to do that?
So what question would you ask on that? Which case?
They said donkey.
The what?
Bermuda. How does he allow the female?
Okay, that's why many disagree with him. That's what the logic of the Tanakhama is. But what Mishnah might... what Mishnah?
One we just did.
Which one?
Yilches, Yilches.
Yeah. Why?
Because nobody dies.
Yeah, are we ever going to... If nobody dies, would we say that then what happened? What then then the writing of the get on Chol HaMoed was a waste of time. Because they're around after Yom Tov too. So apparently that principle is to be rejected. That principle, that the only time we will allow you to engage in a malacha is if it is impossible to determine the outcome and reflect retroactively was a waste of time, that principle is wrong. The Mishnah about Ksivas HaGet undermines it. But there are some who believe that and explain that that's what why the Tanakhama argued with the Chachamim. With Chachamim argued with Rabbi Yehuda and did not allow the Chamayra. Because you can never tell. Never tell. All right, we'll stop here. Continue next to Bach.